Welcome to Shomach Shor and the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Harbi Hakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Chof. The Gemara on Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, comes and says that Shema Mino Mirabi Meir, you learn from Amir, I Saduso Achitin Shonim Mitkar Tfei Loi Mitkar. Up to 60 years, one remembers his testimony. More than 60 years, he does not remember. And the Gemara concludes that maybe by regarding testimony is different, because it's Rami Alei, because it's on him to remember. But something which is not a testimony, just a memory, that a person keeps for 60 years, more than 60 years, people tend to forget. And as the Shittim Kobetz points out, this could be not only according to Amir, even Rabbi Yehuda can agree to this, with this idea that after 60 years, people tend to forget. Rabbi Reuven Margolyers points out something Niflam Ma'ariti. He says it's over here, and on the Zoyar, and in his long sefer at Sefer Chassidim. He says the following: if we understand that people forget after 60 years, so we can understand the following Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches says that a mamzer doesn't live. Ask the Gemara where we do find that we have an issur a mamzer lo'olam, that means he does live. Says the Gemara, it depends. A mamzer yedua, if everybody knows he's a mamzer, so then he lives. And if it's a mamzer eishayinu yedu, people don't know, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already arranges that he should die, so then people will not come to mingle with him. And the Gemara goes on and brings a story that Rabbi Ami sent someone as a mamzer and told him, say thank you because I gave you life. Because of me, you're not going to die. So meaning mamzer people don't know about tends to die. The Yerushalmi, in the same parak there in Yevamos, goes on and says that once every 60 to 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi dever bo'ilim, there's a plague that comes to the world, umimchalim mamzerayim, kills the mamzerim, ve'noitel saksherim imoyim, and also some regular people die, shelo lefarsem eschatayim, so we won't know who's a mamzer, who's not a mamzer. And so it's quoted in the Sefer Chassidim, that once every 60, 70 years, there will be a plague in the world, and that will make sure that all the mamzerim will be metar. Says Rav Reuven Margolyers, why once every 60 to 70 years? It's based on our Gemara. Because people tend to forget after 60 years, see, even a mamzer yedua, everybody knows he's a mamzer, but that memory remains only for 60 years. After 60 years, it's gone. So now comes a devil to the world, now comes a plague and removes all the mamzer. That's what the Yerushalmi means, once every 60 to 70 years, meaning the decade that follows the 60 years, the decade that comes after people forget, comes a devil, comes a plague, and removes all the mamzerim based on what the Gemara tells us, that a mamzer shein yedua, people don't know he's a mamzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he dies. And Rav Reuven Margolyers, in his Sefer Mokr Chesed, which is on the Sefer Chassidim, goes on to say that that's why we say that the K'toiris, Ait Haisobo Lechatzoim, once every 60 to 70 years. Again, it says 60 to 70 years. Because the K'toiris comes to protect against the plague. So once every 60, 70 years, then the K'toiris was chaser. Then he came to half. He had to refill it because once every 60, 70 years comes a plague. And it brings everyone to Regalias. That's why there's a meaning, there's a custom to make a special birthday party when a person turned 70, because it's for sure there was a plague during his lifetime that he was saved from. Because the Shmuel makes sure that every 60 to 70 years, there is a plague. And this is all based on our Gemara, that people tend to forget after 60 years. And to add to this, I saw a beautiful vort brought in two different svarim. They both bring the same idea. One is brought in Meganisa de Rav, which is the Divrei Torah of Rabbi Frankel Teumim. And another one is brought in a sefer called Shut HaRavaz, which is written by Ritzal Zev Safran. And there in the beginning is also Drushim. And they both say the same idea. It says regarding Yitzchok, Yitzchok ben Shishim Shana Beledes Oysom. Yitzchok was 60 years old when he had Yaakov and Esav. Why it's so important to tell us that Yitzchak was 60 years old? So they both say the pshat is like this, based on what we just learned. People were saying, as Rashi brings in Chumash, that Me'avimelech Nis'abra Sar. Some people were saying that Yitzchak is not the son of Avram, but Yitzchak is a mamzer that was born from Avimelech. So if so, Yitzchak was a mamzer. Mamzerim live up to 60 years, but after 60 years comes a plague and takes them away because people forget. Now, there is a mandama that says that a mamzer ain't no moilin. Mamzer doesn't give birth, and therefore there's no need to get rid of them because anyway, they will not get married, they will not give birth. But if you hold that a mamzer gives birth, so then a mamzer needs to be gone within 60 years in order to make sure that nobody will be misarben, because we'll forget after 60 years he's a mamzer. That's what the pasuk says. Yitzchak Avinu was 60 years old, beled this oisom. He gave birth, so you see he's giving birth, and he's still alive at the age of 60. That's a riot that he's not a mamzer. Because if he would be a mamzer, there would be a plague to take him away after 60 years in order to be mechal the mamzerim. That's the nice drush that Rabbah Fringa Tohimim and Ritzal Zev Shafran say on this idea. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.